5. We are at Yankee Stadium. It's home and home. The Eminem and Jay-Z concert. J. Cole is here. Kind of a big deal. I saw a lot of people on Twitter saying, oh my God, J. Cole tore it down already. Did you look at that yet?
No, I didn't. My mommy told me that yesterday too. I didn't see it. I usually be on my check, I check and see what the response is, but I haven't. I took your word for it, honestly.
Have you met your new label mate, Willow Smith, yet?
I haven't met her, but I did just get a phone call that the family wants to, meet me. Because, I got so many raps shouting out Will Smith. I don't know if you really noticed. Like, I shout him out, Who That? Yeah. Stars Born. All I Want Is You. I'm working on my next Will Smith line, actually. But that's just because I got a high respect for him, And how his family, even his family right now, it's like they got the perfect, from the outside looking at a perfect life. So I can't wait to meet Lil Willow. I whip my hair back and forth. I'm on the remix.
No, I heard that everybody's like, that song rocks in the clubs.
Absolutely. I heard it in the club. I heard it on the radio. It feels real good.
Right, that's good. That's cute. So maybe now you're going to be acting. Is that something that you want to do?
In the future, yeah, absolutely.
I like how you put yourself in the position to meet the right people to get what you need to get done. I've noticed that about you.
I try to take the smart approach to things.
Who are some more people you want to position yourself, with? Because you wanted to meet Jay-Z, and, it's like destiny. It happened for you.
Yeah, right.
And then Will Smith, he heard the call, and maybe Jay-Z signed Will Smith just for you to meet Will Smith.
I think that's what it was, honestly. But nah, who else? Will Smith. Oh, Andre 3000, definitely. I love to, pick his brain. Kanye West, I know Kanye, but it's not like that relationship yet. I would love to, be able to get a mentoree type thing going.
You're such a humble guy, too. I think that's what it is. You don't run up on people like, yeah, man, I'm saying? I got my shit. I'm the hottest shit out right now. I'm undercover to, Source. And
absolutely. I try to keep it humble and maybe let the work talk for, speak for itself, or let the people speak for me,
How do you perceive yourself, like your image as J. Cole?
I think it's still growing, but I like to view myself as somebody that almost like just the everyday, a little cooler than the everyday person, but still going through everyday things. Like,
people can relate to you, but then they also kind of want to be like you.
Exactly. Like, I feel like, your girl would like you to be like me. Or, or your mother, like that, all around the board, all across the board. Like, real rappers really respect me, and then,
because you are definitely a lyricist and a producer and super talented, and then you're like a nice guy, or so you seem.
Yeah. Right, it's all the front, it's all the facade. You see the chain of step one.
Because I was like, listen, J. Cole's gonna be huge, he's gonna be out of here, and then he's gonna forget about me, but you're always nice to me when you see me, so I appreciate that.
No, I still remember, it was so fun when we came. Mama had on that little polo, terrible polo.
She's all over the internet now.
Yeah, I know. And then she posted the when I did the song. But that was fun. I'll never forget that. Yeah, it was real fun.
Okay, well, thank you so much, J. Cole, and I appreciate it. And we're watching your career, and we're all in your corner and supporting you so much at Shade 45. So, Reef, our guy Reef the Streets that does our programming, he always adds your stuff in rotation. And when is the mixtape coming out?
Should I tell him?
Super tight.
Nah, early October. Sooner than people were, like, really expecting, early October.
Okay, and does that mean the album's coming? Do you know?
Yeah, we kind of, I don't really have a definite date. Mm-hmm. I could say some shit, but then it probably wouldn't be right. Yeah.
Do you sometimes feel like you put out mixtapes that are like albums and you're like, damn?
That's the half the battle with this, because I was on, really when I decided to do the mixtape, it was on some spur of the moment. I had just did the song. I'm like, damn, I got all this good music. Let's just put out a, let's put out a mixtape. But now it's like, we putting together mixtapes, like, man, this is gonna be this is an album. What I'm saying? That's what today's game is. It's like I'm calling it a mixtape for the sake of calling it a mixtape, but it's really, an album in a sense.
That's what you should call it. It's really an album.
It's really
mixtape.
Shout out to what Currency say? This ain't no mixtape. Hell yeah.
All right, J. Cole, I'm gonna look for that early October. That means you gotta come back up to the show. Maybe we'll do it Thursday night.
Yes. Wait, this Thursday?
Shade 45.
This Thursday?
Don't do it.
No service. Hell no. I only come in the mornings to Angela Yee.
Oh, he comes in the morning with Angela Yee. Yeah.